This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. Dynamo Studios here in Chattanooga provides students and musicians with educational experiences built around music production and the arts. Kessler Kuffman is the executive director. He's also a teacher at Chattanooga High School Center for Creative Arts. I spoke with him last month.
Kessler, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Super excited.
Tell us more about Dynamo Studios.
Dynamo Studios is a nonprofit here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We do a lot of really cool things, and it's a lot of stuff, so it's hard to kind of summarize it nice and neat. But the easiest way to describe it is we create an environment where education, the arts, and technology come together as this like cohesive kind of thing with the community, innovative thinkers, and specifically in the music industry. And that allows for growth for everybody involved. So it always starts with the students first. We teach them how to do stuff, and our platform is for teaching and growing students and creating that development is all through the music industry. If a student wants to learn how to record vocals or produce a vocalist, well, that's cool. We could just show them how to do it and give them a normal textbook example. Or we could bring in an actual artist, and that's what we opt for. So we'll give them a bit of an instruction sort of session, and then we bring in an artist. That's the best way to learn the stuff. It's learning by doing. One of our cohorts of students this past summer was learning concert photography and brand photography and like just music industry related photo creation and content creation. So one of our students, her first real photo shoot was shooting for one of the biggest rock bands on the planet. She was, you know, in the photo pit with two other professional photographers, and those were the only people allowed to shoot during that show. So, you know, that's kind of in a nutshell how it works on the student end of things, but on the community side of things, and this is really special to me, is recording costs a lot of money, and getting content creation costs a lot of money, and a lot of musicians, like especially smaller ones, regional ones, cannot afford that. So what we do, and we're like, hey, you're still going to walk away with the exact same quality you would if you were paying like myself or anyone else on my team. But you could do that and, you know, not have any money to do your other stuff. Or you could come in and work with some of our students and you'll walk away with the final product you need. So it makes a nice simultaneous like occurring thing where you've got the community invested in education and student, like very intentionally invested in students' lives. But students at the same time are also giving, like they're supporting something bigger than just a little project. You know, they're supporting something that is going to play a part in somebody's career, hopefully, and bolstering the name of Chattanooga and the local music economy. So that sort of cyclical thing, like we're not short-term, immediate, like quick punch impact. It's like this is a very long-term thing. And over the course of, you know, the next 5-10 years, I think we're going to start seeing the fruits of that labor for sure.
How was Dynamo created?
If you're from Chattanooga, I'm not from Chattanooga. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. Ended up moving here for college and stuff. And then I liked it, so I stayed. But if you're from here, and you're probably familiar with Chattanooga City High School over there in North Shore, and now it's currently called the Chattanooga High School Center for Creative Arts. So when I got my teaching career started, I was both very equally professional in the music industry, producing and doing session guitar work and working with big artists and labels and all that stuff. But also my degree was actually in world history and political science. So I was teaching that at CCA. And at that school, the students major in an art form from 6th grade to 12th grade, even though it's city high school, it's middle through high school. It's a little confusing, but the kids major in something there and it's generally classical arts. And I love art for the sake of art. I have no qualms with that. But when it comes to an educational institution, only offering that as a major when there's a lot of other artistic courses they could take or direction or paths they could take, I thought it was a little limiting and I didn't like that. So I was like, why don't we have a new major, the art of music production and music industry technology, something like that. And the old City High School mascot was the City High Dynamos. So that's where the name Dynamo came from, is Dynamo Studio. So originally we were going to build it there, kind of ran like with all big things like this. And I was younger than I am now, and I'm still not very old. So a lot of people are like, oh, there's this young guy coming in talking this huge game with all these ideas and whatever. And I will give them that. If I was in their position, I'd probably be a little hesitant as well. But fact of the matter is I could actually back it up, which is not usually the case with people that are that young. I just had a very unique set of opportunities that set me up over the years to be able to actually warrant this conversation and like making this stuff happen. So I just ran into some red tape, and then some people were just like, I don't know. I was like, I'm a doer, so I can't slow down for that. And I knew it was a good idea and it was going to help and make a difference. So I was like, all right, we'll take the project and we'll make it a nonprofit, and we're going to make this into something that's accessible to way more people. And hopefully one day it'll go back to CCA and they'll have a major. I don't know. But that's how it started. So we started kind of there and then became a nonprofit and started doing our thing all over Chattanooga, everywhere else.
And where might people have already encountered your work and might not know it?
So if you have ever been to the Chattanooga Public Library, that recording studio there, we actually designed that and developed that whole project. Originally, they were going to do the Chattanooga Music Resource Center there, which is kind of like taking something from a long time ago that sort of fallen apart. It was like this crazy thing. And then I didn't even know about it. And they're like, oh, we want to build like a little studio. I was like, okay, cool. So I'll come consult and support y'all free, whatever. I just want to see this kind of thing happen. And essentially what they were going to build originally was equivalent of a really nice home studio. It had some good stuff, nothing too crazy, but it was just, you know, a room with some gear, some acoustic treatment, whatever. I was like, hey, this is great. Like, feel free to throw this idea down or turn it down or whatever. But I was like, what if, and this is funny, we came up with a plan and went to pitch to their team, their higher ups there. And in that meeting is when I just kind of tossed this out there without any like forethought beyond that. And I was like, hey, what if we scrap that idea and build like a real recording studio, like something really big, proper, like we just gut that corner of the built, like that floor there, and we'll build a proper studio. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, all right, cool. So what if Dynamo runs it? We operate out of here. And then from there, if we ever leave, you guys have a free studio and you guys reap the benefit of us doing work and us using your space. And they're like, all right, sounds good. So they had some cool people there helping make it happen. And we just teamed up and threw down and made the thing happen. So that studio over there is a product of our work. We're not there anymore. We moved out because we were growing and just needed to get set for the next few chapters of Dynamo. And if you've been to the Howard Connect Academy over there, it just recently opened this past fall at the beginning of the school year. We actually helped open that school and fundraise for it. And we designed their big production space there and trained some teachers and done a lot of work there. I'm trying to think of music people might have heard. We recorded a lot of people, a whole lot of people, like big, small, and everywhere in between. We've worked with multiple Grammy winners, platinum gold record selling artists, and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, so we've been around, we've been doing stuff. We kind of kept to ourselves and intentionally sort of stayed under the radar just a little bit, just because we were focused on delivering high quality work and not necessarily like telling the world about it till we got it exactly where we want it. And now we're finally, after however many years of grinding away and getting everything where it needed to be, finally that position where we're starting to spread the word.
And what projects do you have that are coming to fruition later this year? And how are you handling that given what we're all having to deal with now?
We've been fundraising like crazy to bring Dynamo to the purest like form of its mission being fulfilled. And that's funding full-time teaching positions in schools, teaching media production around music industry stuff. So we're actually going to be funding two full-time positions that will be at the Howard High School and the Howard Connect Academy. And we are very excited about that. And there's a potentially a third school as well. And we're still working that out, but those two for sure. And we're super stoked. And we're going to be there creating curriculum, projects, lesson plans, training teachers, teaching our own groups of students. Like, and the cool part is that, you know, that's inner city education. And obviously inner city is like, you know, well known for not having a lot, like people in the inner city, not having the funding or whatever resources to ever pursue this sort of stuff like easily. So we're offering this as part of their free public education. And that's really important to us. And we care a lot about the inner city. And like my dad was an inner city teacher in North Carolina. And my mom was a teacher. She wasn't inner city, but my dad was. And for some reason, that just like all the stories you told me just resonated with me. And I just really was drawn to it. And I've been in the inner city working pretty diligently for the last few years. And now it's finally becoming a thing where we're able to actually hire people full time to be dedicated solely to the urban population, inner city population of Chattanooga. And that's really special. We're stoked. So that's good. We still got to fundraise a little more, and the viruses speak to the challenges we're facing. You asked about the challenges are quite daunting because we need money, and that's the one thing that is drying up across the board everywhere right now. If people are unfamiliar with how foundations work or how smart, wealthy people operate with their money, usually what they do is they take finances or whatever resources they have and invest it, because that will make that money be worth more money. And it makes it so that they can give more. And usually what they're giving is based off of whatever their investments yield at the end of the year. Well, the stock market is tanked right now, so that's not ideal for asking anybody for money right now. So we have the overwhelming majority of what we need. We still need a little bit more. So we're going to be trying to fundraise for covering some extra equipment costs, a few more operating expenses, and then stuff for our extracurricular programs outside of schools that are open to anybody and everybody. So we got to raise, you know, probably another like $35,000 to $55,000. But once we're there, it's game on. But we've got a lot of momentum. We've got enough to get started. We do need to raise more for sure, but we're moving along with it. We're excited. So the other thing with the virus that's been hard is that, you know, we got to be around students and musicians and things like that. So that's been a doozy for sure. And it's different when you're not in front of them. So we've been doing some Zoom call sessions with students, Google Hangout sessions with students, and creating some like online projects and things like that, and sending some resources to teachers as well for them to use with their students, like online. And we're working on a tutorial, online production tutorial series right now. We've released our first handful of videos right now, just early entry level stuff. And it's everything from photo to video to music production, but we're starting to ramp that up now and get our really like top tier upper echelon videos put together. And we just worked on a vocal production session actually with a producer named Tiggy. And these are the kinds of people we're trying to put in front of students. And this guy, you know, he's worked with like artists like Khalid, Childish Gambino, 21 Savage, like huge megastar artists. And he's been nominated for Grammys twice. He's got multiple platinum records. So that's who's going to be in that video. And we're going to release it for free to students and people we work with and stuff like that. So they have access to it forever. What's great about that is originally we're like, okay, we got to figure out a way to digitally still engage our kids and the people we work with. But now, since we're also generating all of our curriculum, we're going to actually license the curriculum, like the full shebang, which normally costs, schools spend tens of thousands to literally millions, or districts spend millions of dollars on curriculum and stuff. It's very expensive. But in Chattanooga, we're going to actually, once we develop everything throughout this coming school year and what we're doing now up through the summer, we'll, if teachers do professional development with us, we'll give them the curriculum for free. And we'll also give them all these video resources for free. You know, it obviously extends our ability to have a larger, broader reaching impact, but it equips teachers to engage their students with more modern music classes as opposed to just your traditional like band or orchestra. It's like, hey, you could do that, but also you could infuse it with something that could get a kid a career. So that's kind of what we're trying to do there. So those are things we're really excited about, the online stuff, and then our in-school stuff especially is like the thing we're losing our minds over. We're so excited. But fundraising is really difficult. That's our biggest challenge at the moment, but the team's killing it with keeping people engaged and pivoting and figuring out ways to still work with students and have an impact on the community, even though it can't be the same like scope of what we normally are used to and stuff. You can only do the best you can, and we're seeing results from doing the best we can, even if it's not at the same results as we're used to, and we're still excited about it. So a lot of people aren't able to do anything at all, so we're pumped to even be able to do just a little bit, no matter what it looks like. So it's coming together.
And where can people go online for more information and to help?
If they want more information, the best place to always go is our website. It's just www.dynamostudios.org. And you can go to, you know, our About tab and see what we do, see some of the people on our team, see some of our sponsors and partners and who we've worked with. And also in the top right corner of our home screen is a donate button. So if you want to donate, we're a 501c3 and you get those sweet tax deductions. So, and you're helping people. So you also get that benefit of helping.
All right. Kessler, thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from StoryCorps' mobile recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park last year. Today, Alexis Hoover, and her wife, Jessica Hoover.
What was your first memory of realizing that you might be transgendered?
I think it was around the time puberty started. It was just starting to peek its head around. And I kept thinking, you know, the parts that I've got, are they right for me? It just started to feel a little alien. And, you know, things started happening and my mind just kept... I'm a very fantasy-oriented person. I've got stories going through my head all the time. Mm-hmm. Stories that I'm making, stories that I am interested in, that I rewrite in my head. And so I think of things like that all the time. So one of the things that I started thinking of was, you know, what if I was not a boy? What if I did not have these parts? What if I did not look like this? And that kind of stuck in my head for years. It wasn't until second or third semester in college when I met my first transgender person and really got the language that I realized that it was a thing. Mm-hmm. It was something that I fought for years because I was just like, yeah, it's just me being weird. It's just, I'm just really weird, unlike anyone else. And then it was, oh, other people have this thought. I'm not just extra weird. I mean, I'm weird, but in different ways. So it just kind of all accumulated until I finally came out to you, although I came out to one of our teachers first because I needed to have an idea how you might react.
Well, and see, the thing was the only reason I had any kind of negative thing toward it was because we had already gotten engaged. You had already asked me to marry you. I'd already said yes, mm-hmm. and I was expecting to be marrying a man. But I realized, you know, that shouldn't matter if that's the same person.
Yeah.
What should it matter if they look like a man or a woman? You know, when it comes to building a connection and a relationship, it doesn't matter what that person looks like. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what helped me the most through it. And that kind of developed along time. And eventually, like when we got into college, I asked, you know, is there a word for this? Is there a word for someone who feels like it doesn't matter? What matters is what is on the inside of that person's heart. And I remember our roommate told me that's pansexual. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, okay. And I guess that's what I am.
I love you.
Of course, I love you too.
That was Jessica Hoover and her wife, Alexis Hoover. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found on our website, wutc.org. And you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.
This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. And now, from our own Richard Wenham, a sampling from Barking Legs Theatre, The Black Feathers, an English duo who live-streamed their show from the UK over the weekend.
I'm going to make some noise. Hello, Gillian.
Have been wondering, I'm sure you have been, if you've been wondering what English weather has been like at the moment. It has been unusually hot, but for the last like 3 days it has done nothing but rain, and we had loads of thunderstorm warnings in place, and I love a good thunderstorm, but I never quite experienced one like we did in Tennessee. And like here, when they say there's going to be a thunderstorm, it's like a little rumble in the clouds. And then in Tennessee, it's like, I thought I was going to die. Like, it's pretty intense and amazing, but intense.
Yeah, it was like we were driving, where were we driving? We were driving from like Leaper's Fork to Nashville or something like that. And there was just storms all the way around us, and the sky was flashing different colors in every direction. It was quite amazing. But then there was that show that we were playing in Manchester, Tennessee.
Now that was a storm.
That was a scary show. It was a festival. It was in like the field behind a bar. And so we rocked up fairly early. We were just chilling out, hanging out, and it was getting darker and darker. Like, it was the middle of the afternoon and it was getting darker and darker, and
you could just see hell coming.
Yeah. There's these black clouds coming at us. And we went up to the organizer and said, "What's going on?" And she's like, "Oh, there's a tornado warning." And we're like, "Oh, that's not good." And she's like, "Oh no, I've got my map out. I'm watching the radar, and it looks like it'll just miss us." And I was just kind of looking up, kind of going,
Yeah, we were looking at L coming towards us and then looking at this metal stage with these, like, prongs. Like, we're like,
I know about this!
But in the end, they did have to wrap it up.
We moved it inside.
Just before we were about to go on, luckily.
Moved it inside and we played inside instead.
The show must go on.
And on it went. Yeah. I've tuned for the wrong song.
Oh, damn it, Ray.
I'm fired.
You're fired every single time for something. What was it? You could have done it. Maybe it would have worked.
No, it wouldn't have worked. It would have been a disaster. My bad. Here we go. It's thundering now in the North Georgia. Wow. I bet that's something.
Like working from home.
I don't think so either. Interesting. I've never done that particular going out of tune before.
Maybe the song was annoyed that you skipped it out.
It couldn't. It's a revenge. Yes. Now I was playing it. I was kind of going, that's going out of tune. That's going out of tune. It's going to be like that. Oh no, it's not that string. Oh maybe no, it's not that one either. Can't fix it.
He just pretends that he can fix them while he's playing them. Like, 9 times out of 10, he just makes it worse.
Oh, that's so unfair.
But then when he does get it, it's just like, have it.
The boss. So I hear Bob Dylan has a new record out. If you've heard it yet, let us know in the comments. Let us know if it's worth checking out. We'll probably check it out anyway, because, you know, it is Bob Dylan.
And he does write a good song. He does write a good love song as well. We started writing music for the Black Feathers after we got married. So I think because of that, we didn't ever write a good love song because we'd already been married for far too long. So we'll play one of Bob's instead.
Feel your love, is it?
That's going to be a remix one day.
That's a questionable sentiment.
Well, maybe if Bob had thought about it, it would have been that way around.
That's true. That's true enough.
You yeah, so moving on swiftly, this next song is just pretty out and out miserable. I don't think you can even pretend that this is anything else, can you?
Nope.
So,
everybody dies.
It's true. It's a true statement. Morbid one.
It's getting very deep.
We were saying that part of the problem with these online shows is that there doesn't appear to be any filter. It's just like we're at home.
Because we are.
Because we are.
We just happen to be in the Barking Legs. Barking Legs Theatre looks remarkably like our hallway.
You need some curtains, guys.
Thank you. We got one more for you. Thanks for tuning in, spending some time with us, wherever you are in the world, but particularly in Tennessee, North Carolina. I know we got some Georgia folk in too, so thank you all for tuning in. Big shout out to Marcus and Bruce at Barking Legs Theater in Chattanooga. It looks a lot like our house. You should check it out, it's cool. Now we appreciate y'all having us along. We don't have to bang on about it, but if you do feel so inclined, there's a link in the doobly-doo. That'll point you at a PayPal link if you want to help keep us alive for another couple of weeks. That'd be awesome. I quite like the idea of being alive in a couple of weeks.
Do you? I do. Yeah, so do I.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. That's a rather fortuitous happenstance, isn't it?
So this TV setup we have is far too complicated for you. You're essentially my remote.
But I don't get to choose the movie.
No.
It's a rubbish job. Thank you all again. We're going to finish with a song about Tennessee. We put this one out as a single a few months ago. Shot a video in Nashville. Destroyed a few pairs of boots. Nearly a guitar or two. But it was a lot of fun. So we've always had a good time in Tennessee. We met a lot of good people there. So we hope to see you all again soon. American Dad, happy Father's Day. Any other dad out there, happy Father's Day to you too. My dad's out there, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
We are bad children. It's called Three Stars. And we will see you all next time round. Thank you all so much.
Take care of yourselves.
We'll see you next time around.
You're listening to Scenic Roots on WUTC. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Thanks, as always, to our producers, Haley Solomon, Carly Dodson, Elena Nourabadi, Connor Brown, and Will Davis. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.